In Ketchikan, about 30 picketing ferry workers stand on the sidewalk outside Alaska Marine Highway System's terminal, where the ferry Columbia is set to depart. They grip signs and chant as cars pass by and honk. About a dozen vehicles wait in the parking lot, some with 2 to 5 passengers, many with children, all wondering if they'll be able to make their scheduled ferry trip to Bellingham. Monty Anderson just completed a fishing trip on Prince of Wales Island.
Well, we got 100 pounds of salmon in the back that it might ruin, and we're all going to be late for work, so it's going to be a little bit of a hassle.
He's headed back to start a new job, but isn't sure if he'll make it in time.
I'm supposed to be in San Diego on Monday, and if I don't make it there, they're going to hire another crane operator, so it'll be a big inconvenience.
Melanie Fair lives on Prince of Wales Island. Her truck is loaded for a long drive to Arizona.
I got to get my kids down south for some school. They start school the 7th, so we got a long way to go.
In Juneau, officers of the Inland Boatmen's Union of the Pacific say a last-ditch effort to compromise with state labor negotiators failed Wednesday afternoon. The union had warned late Tuesday that a strike was imminent if it didn't get a contract deal. It's been negotiating for the past 3 years. An impasse last week led a majority of members to vote to authorize taking direct action. Marina Secatano is president of the union.
I've negotiated for 25 years and, you know, had probably 2 strikes in my life. You know, it takes a special circumstance to get 86% of your membership voting for a strike.
The union's regional vice chair, Rob Arnold, says there are concerns that a strike could play into the hands of the state ferry's critics.
Maybe it is a trap. Maybe they have set it for us. But you know what? I think that cooler minds in the legislature do not want to see this system shut down.
IBU has about 430 members regionally. The other 2 unions aren't striking, but have said they won't cross picket lines. Arnold says community support will be important.
We need people to show up to the lines. You know, help us. Get your signs out. Come on down. I said, you want Southeast to exist? We need to stand up right now.
State officials have said the union's demands for an annual 3% pay increase over the next 3 years is unreasonable. Department of Administration Commissioner Kelly Chewbacca warned in a letter late Tuesday that some of the union's demands violated a recent Supreme Court decision, making the strike unlawful. It said workers could be terminated for not showing up or walking off the job. Transportation Commissioner John McKinnon said in a statement that shoreside support would be offered for rebooking or refunds for ticketed passengers. With additional reporting from Elizabeth Gabriel in Ketchikan, I'm Jacob Resnick in Juneau.